Bonjour, Francophiles. On your track to be Francophones. Welcome to French Pod. This is Erica.
And I'm Amaury. Salut, everyone.
We have a great newbie lesson for you. Today, we're going to go to a romantic dinner.
Yeah, we're in a nice restaurant.
Two people, they're into each other. Let's listen in. What's something they're going to say?
Pardon.
Pardon. That means, excuse me. I'm sorry, excuse me. Excuse me, pardon.
Pardon.
Let's listen to the dialogue three times.
And then we're going to come back and explain it all.
Okay, here it is.
Dialogue, first time.
Comme tu es belle.
Pardon.
Ce n'est pas grave.
C'est vraiment gênant.
Oh, l'addition, s'il vous plaît.
Dialogue, second time.
Comme tu es belle.
Pardon.
Ce n'est pas grave.
C'est vraiment gênant.
Oh, l'addition, s'il vous plaît.
Dialogue, third time.
Comme tu es belle.
Pardon.
Ce n'est pas grave.
C'est vraiment gênant.
Oh, l'addition, s'il vous plaît.
So here's the translation. Comme tu es belle.
How beautiful you are.
Comme tu es belle.
You are so beautiful.
Comme tu es belle. Pardon.
Excuse me.
Pardon.
Excuse me.
Pardon. Ce n'est pas grave.
It's not a big deal.
Ce n'est pas grave.
It's okay.
Ce n'est pas grave. C'est vraiment gênant.
It's really embarrassing.
C'est vraiment gênant.
I'm so embarrassed.
C'est vraiment gênant. L'addition, s'il vous plaît.
Check, please.
L'addition, s'il vous plaît.
The bill, please.
L'addition, s'il vous plaît. Could we have found a better moment to say pardon?
I think it illustrates it perfectly. So, yeah. First, he was sort of whispering sweet nothings, complimenting her, telling her what? What did he say?
Comme tu es belle.
Let's take the and first. How do you say beautiful?
Belle.
You are beautiful.
Tu es belle.
In French, how beautiful you are when you want to add that extra word.
Comme tu es belle.
So literally this is how you are beautiful. It's when we would say so, like you're so beautiful.
Exactly.
You would say.
Comme tu es belle.
What about I'm so hungry.
Comme I'm hungry.
What about he is so stupid.
Comme il est stupide.
So here he's like, comme tu es belle. So he's a smooth talking French guy. And it's such a great moment. And and then...
Then everything...
Went downhill
collapsed.
From there. Yeah. She burped, all right? It happens, okay?
Yeah.
And sure, she excused herself. She was embarrassed. She said, pardon.
Pardon is the best thing to say. I think it's the only thing to say at that time.
Yeah, it's a way to say sorry. Excuse me, sorry.
Yeah.
Pardon.
You say it when you want to apologize.
Right.
How it feels. Wait,
oh, sorry. Pardon. Pardon. I interrupted
Come
you.
Come on, Erika.
Okay.
Ce n'est pas grave.
And that's what he said. No big deal. No big whoop. Okay, so serious.
Grave.
Ce n'est pas grave means it's not serious. It's not grave. It's not the end of the world.
Exactly.
It's a good answer too. Sorry.
Yeah. He's like me here. He's kind. You know, he wants to... He's not tough on the
Wait,
girl.
Wait, what'd you say?
He's like me here.
Oh, pardon.
Ce n'est pas grave.
Okay, so...
Second time, though.
Yeah. So, a lot of times in French, too, you don't say the ne. When it's written, you say, ce n'est pas grave. It is not grave.
But when you speak, kind of don't pronounce it.
Yeah, well, at least French people won't. You can, but when you'll probably hear people be, c'est pas grave.
Yeah, c'est pas grave.
Yeah, it's the oral way, kind of. It's sort of similar to when we say, I'm gonna.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of the same thing. I have to.
Yeah. Obviously, it's not wrong to say ce n'est pas grave.
Ce n'est pas grave to say c'est pas grave. So then she feels really stupid. No, I'm so embarrassed.
C'est vraiment gênant.
So let's literally translate it first, this expression. Let's start then. Embarrassing.
Gênant.
Gênant. That also means annoying. It's just gênant. It makes me uncomfortable.
Yep.
It's embarrassing. Gênant. It's embarrassing.
C'est gênant.
It's really embarrassing.
C'est vraiment gênant.
Vraiment. In English, people are like, oh, I'm so embarrassed. Oh, that was so embarrassing. I'm so embarrassed. You don't really say, I'm embarrassed.
Yeah, but... Pardon, Erika.
Okay, ce n'est pas grave.
Okay.
You don't really say I'm embarrassed so much. You say it's c'est gênant.
Here it's c'est vraiment gênant, I think.
Now we learned something really important that you're going to need outside of this whole context.
L'addition, s'il vous plaît.
L'addition is how you say the check or the bill.
Yep, l'addition.
So this guy's kind of a jerk.
Wow.
Now we're going to listen
to this. Erika, it's what? My turn to say it.
Oh, that's right. Pardon.
Ce n'est pas grave.
C'est vraiment gênant.
Non, c'est pas grave.
Pardon.
It's okay. So now we listen to the dialogue 3 more times.
Okay. So come on.
Pardon, I'm having some trouble.
C'est pas grave.
Oh, yeah, this thing's not working.
Mais c'est vraiment gênant, Henri. That's why I don't let you do it. Technician, s'il vous plaît.
Dialogue first time.
Comme tu es belle.
Pardon.
Ce n'est pas grave.
C'est vraiment gênant.
Oh, l'addition, s'il vous plaît.
Dialogue, second time.
Comme tu es belle.
Pardon.
Ce n'est pas grave.
C'est vraiment gênant.
Oh, l'addition, s'il vous plaît.
Dialogue, third time.
Comme tu es belle.
Pardon.
Ce n'est pas grave.
C'est vraiment gênant.
Oh, l'addition, s'il vous plaît.
Okay, we're back.
Hey.
Now, in this dialogue, we have the word pardon.
Is it appropriate here?
Yeah, and here, as you said, is when you did something embarrassing, gênant, right? And you can excuse yourself, oh, pardon. We also saw...
When you're talking...
pardon. That one, you interrupt someone. It's kind of the same thing, you did something that's a gênant. But there are a lot of ways you can use this word, pardon. So we're going to act out a few.
Okay, let's go.
Okay. Hey, Amory, comme tu es...
Pardon? What have you just said?
Comme tu es.
Pardon? I cannot hear you.
I said, comme tu es nice.
Ah.
I said it 3 times.
Pardon, Erika.
Ce n'est pas grave. Also, that's one.
Maybe I've got... I'm becoming a little bit deaf, you know.
So. Pardon?
I become a little bit deaf.
Pardon? Oh.
Oh, you are a bit deaf.
Maybe.
No, pardon, Erika, I shouldn't say that.
C'est pas grave.
Nice.
I'll get over it. Okay, and then another one is, well, let's just try and show you. I'm on my way. Pardon. Pardon. I have to get over there. You're standing there. Pardon.
What do you want?
I need to get through here. Pardon. Pardon. Move
okay,
it.
Okay.
Move it.
Okay,
pardon.
I move. Okay.
Okay. So that's another one. And that's where you will hear it a lot and use it a lot. When you're in a big crowd and you need to get through, you say, pardon. Pardon. Move please, pardon, pardon.
Yeah, it's funny, I use it so often sometimes.
Yeah, especially when, you know, living in Paris, I think,
yeah.
In the metro, when you get out the door, that's what you get. Hey, pardon, pardon.
Yeah.
Move it, move it. That's a nice way to say, get out of my way.
Perfect example here.
Okay. So hopefully that'll give you some context of just all the great ways you can use pardon.
Yeah.
So if you have any questions about this lesson, you can come to FrenchPod.com. You can ask us. We'll answer it. We got other things there. You can listen to audio files. You can use...
Oh, pardon, Erika, I interrupted you.
Ce n'est pas grave.
Okay.
And you can see, now I forgot what I was saying. Oh, all the great things at FrenchPod. There are vocab tools, a me section, you can use flashcards. There are so many cool things, it's worth checking out. Okay, so...
A bientôt.
Et au revoir. Talk to you tomorrow.